No per check charge and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Since 1999, Thumb Printing Professionals in Deckerville has been serving the marketing and printing needs of businesses in Sanilac and Huron counties with crisp and attention-grabbing graphic designs presented to your customers through full-color brochures, flyers, posters, banners, and business cards. Thumb Printing supplies promotional products too, calendars, notepads, pens, magnets, and more, all with your company's imprint. The key is professional. Contact Thumb Printing Professionals, 989-864-8008 or www.thumb-printing.com. Major credit cards are accepted.
Ubley Motor Service will shock you with up to $125 back when you buy four Napa shocks or struts during Shocktoberfest going on now through October 31st. That's right, get up to a $125 rebate when Ubley Motor Service installs four Napa brand shocks or struts. Get a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card when you buy four qualifying Cooper tires. Ubley Motor Service will computer balance for a smooth ride, and they have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. Get ready for winter at Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
And we're back here in Deckerville. This one is in the books, 20-0 Ubley over the Deckerville Eagles. It was quite the game indeed.
Yes, and the play of the game, I know we don't really have anything, but I'll tell you what, I'll give it to the Bearcat defense as they stopped Deckerville cold twice as they were in the scoring territory. But, you know, we got a little game going on tomorrow.
Yes,
and
we do.
And, we've talked about high school, and I've been giving you a hard time all year long about Michigan State, but now it's personal. It's Michigan and Michigan State. And I know who you're going to take, but I'm going to ask you.
I'm going to take the Spartans.
And, you know, what's the history behind this Paul Bunyan thing? Well, do you have any idea on that?
Yeah, unfortunately, Michigan has this has quite the upper hand on the entire series. But the Paul Bunyan trophy they're going for tomorrow is the trophy, the traveling trophy between the Michigan Wolverines and the Michigan State Spartans. It's quite the trophy indeed. It's about 5 feet tall altogether. And on top of it is a wood carving of Paul Bunyan with an axe. And he's actually staying over a printout, which looks like about a half a globe, of the state of Michigan. And it's been going back and forth between Ann Arbor, East Lansing. But Pat, for the past 3 years, may I point out, it's been in the friendly confines of East Lansing.
Yes, but do we know where that came from? You know, the table of knowledge, this one fella got, you know, he said, you know where that Paul Bunyan came from? And I said, no, I don't. And he proceeded to tell me that, you know, they got playing and they built this axe, and then they started this thing, and they went back and forth with it, and then they decided they were going to honor each other or try to fight for this Paul Bunyan thing. But I looked at this guy and I really didn't believe him. And so I'm going to put you to the task to find a little more history on that one.
Have no fear. I will find out, and we'll get back to you next week here. And actually, this is a good time to announce it, I guess. Next week we will be in USA, Unionville Sebring area, taking on the, as of 7 p.m. tonight, the undefeated Harbor Beach Pirates. Harbor Beach trying to cap off the perfect season with a victory tonight in Mayville.
Right, and they're in the playoffs just as well as Ubley now, and really in the divisions, and talking about Division 7 or Division 8, do we really actually know where they're falling? And I've heard two different theories. One, you know, they go by enrollment, and the other, they go by wins. And then they have so many wins in the seventh division, then they move them down into the eighth division. So only the shadow knows.
It's going to be quite the postseason regardless.
Yes, we're looking forward to that. And before we go any further and take a break and hear something from our sponsors, I want to tell Cody and Caden it's time for bed. and we'll see them tomorrow.
All right, we're going to wrap this thing up in just a few minutes. You're tuned to WLEW, Ubley 20, Deckerville.
Are you financially prepared? Do you know how much it will take to be financially prepared to enjoy your retirement?
For all your accounting needs, call Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley. She has extensive experience with QuickBooks and Peachtree accounting programs and can help you get the most out of your accounting program. If you need financial statements, payroll, or have tax issues, she can help too. Visit her office at 2201 Main Street, Ubley, from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Lori is also available to come to your place of business for an evaluation of your current accounting system. Just give Lori Messing a call at 989-658-8525. Good luck to the Ubley Bearcats from Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley.
Custom is a lifestyle choice, a decision to embrace your individuality and install it in the things you own, the things you surround yourself with. There's no limit to what you can customize when you team up with D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. From new cabinets to gorgeous floors, including new trim and doors. That's what D&M Cabinet is all about, customizing things that work for you. Are you ready for a change? Is it time for new counters, cabinets, floors, trim, or doors? If so, call Doug at D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth at 479-9271 or visit them online at dnmcabinet.com. D&M Cabinets would also like to wish the Ubley Bearcats good luck in their homecoming game against the Pirates. Go Bearcats!
The unexpected can happen anytime. For your crops, the effects can be devastating. Damaging winds, biblical flooding, golf ball size hail, insect infestation, wildfires, crop circles, violent meteor strikes, and more. There's only one way to protect your crops from whatever impending disaster is lurking around the corner. A multi-peril crop insurance policy from Thayer Crop Insurance Agency, LLC in Deckerville. Thayer Crop Insurance has been protecting your crops for years and will continue to do so in the years to come. No matter the disaster, you'll take comfort knowing that everything is going to be okay with the multi-peril crop insurance policy from Thayer Crop Insurance Agency in Deckerville. Call Bill Thayer and his team today and get set up with a policy that is perfect for your farm. Call 810-376-4961 Monday through Friday or anytime at 810-404-8270. Thayer Crop Insurance Agency, LLC is an equal opportunity provider.
From the classics of yesterday to the hits of today.
Cruise 102.
Back here in Deckerville as we're wrapping this thing up, as our connection is starting to go down and down and down. We're going to try and hold this one out as we're listening to some Foster the People there, a new one on the WLEW, the Cruise. Now, Ron, why don't you basically explain to me what's going on right now?
Well, if we take a look at the who's in the playoff, we know in the East for the greater Thumb East, Harbor Beach is in, Marlette is in, and Ubley is in. Sandusky has to win tonight and next week to get in. And if we look at the North Central Thumb, Deckerville, I think at 5-2 is going to be in, and they may end up maybe even 5-4. You have a score there, Clark?
Yes, we do. Harbor Beach won 47-0 over Mayville.
Mayville, yes.
So Harbor Beach is the overall outright champion to the GTC East. They are now 8-0. They are going to try and finish the perfect season here next week in USAR. Game of the week next week, in fact. So, Ron, why don't you wrap this thing one up right now? So, we have a bunch of teams already into the playoffs. Ubley, win number 6 tonight. Deckerville is kind of trying to scramble around. Deckerville currently has 5 wins. They need one more. They play Armada, who is 4-3 coming in tonight. And what's it going to be?
Well, as far as Deckerville, I think they're going to get in at 5-4 even, because there's been some teams get in that. But they got a rough hold to go because they're playing Armada, a Class B school. And tonight they didn't really, but you can never tell. Ubley took it to them on defense, and the Deckerville Eagles just could not get punching in when they were down here in scoring territory. territory. They were down there twice tonight, Clark, and they couldn't put it on any points.